It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Tuesday, December 24th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. They've hooked us grown-ups on binge-watching. Now they want the kids, too. Today, streaming company Netflix is releasing an original series called Turbo Fast. It's based on an animated racing snail, Turbo, from DreamWorks. The show is getting a release date that is surely on purpose. While some people are still wrapping presents, the kids home from school have some new and easy entertainment. Marketplace's David Weinberg unwraps the story.
Before Netflix and DVRs, there was one day when children gathered around the TV, cereal bowl in lap, and watched cartoons. Saturday morning. And along with those cartoons came lots and lots of commercials.
So far, at least, the majority of on-demand programming isn't interspersed with commercial advertising.
Rebecca Haynes studies children's media at Salem State University. She says many of the parents she talks to prefer ad-free content for their kids. And streaming services are well suited for keeping kids within a safe zone of programming, another plus for parents. And it's these parents that Netflix is courting with its first original kids series, Turbo F-A-S-T.
Little children love watching the same program again and again.
Peter Bowden is a children's television producer. He says another key advantage is that unlimited viewing is included in the monthly subscription fee. And if kids ever do tire of an episode, they can binge on multiple episodes at once, like their parents do with other Netflix originals like Orange is the New Black and House of Cards. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.
True story. I was standing in the line the other day to get my lunch when I heard a guy telling another guy that he knew a guy who could get the new Xbox One console, like it was some kind of hot item, fell off a truck. Well, the anecdote seems to bear out. Both the new Xbox and PlayStation 4 game consoles have now had sales over 2 million each. And that means they're starting to get hard to find, depending on where you're shopping. Best Buy says it has only limited quantities, and either console will cost you a pretty penny on Craigslist. You know what is easy to get, though? Nintendo's Wii U, if you want it. Marketplace Tech is listener-supported. To keep our coverage relevant and compelling, please consider making a tax-deductible gift in any amount to Marketplace today. Help us keep you up to date and well-informed wherever you are. Donate at marketplace.org by December 31st. One of the most respected cybersecurity firms in the business, RSA, has reportedly accepted money from the NSA to push a flawed security product. This is connected to earlier revelations about the National Security Agency building backdoors into encryption to help its surveillance programs. This latest news comes from a report by Joseph Menn, an investigative journalist with Reuters. Joseph, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
First, break this story down for me.
What had been reported before is that the NSA had undertaken a concerted effort to weaken encryption so that they could improve their collection of raw material. One particular, what's called a random number generator, had been pushed by the agency. RSA, the security company in question, they rolled this formula for producing random numbers, which turns out to be very important in encryption, into a software toolkit that was used by thousands and thousands of programmers who were making browsers, router software. That was what was known before.
And now we learn that this designed flaw that we've been talking about is something agreed upon in part between the NSA and RSA?
Yes. There was a contract between RSA and the government in which RSA got $10 million, and they agreed to make this particular formula the default formula.
Now, RSA and many other cybersecurity agencies do have ties with the U.S. government. That's a bit of a revolving door. Is that a fair assessment?
Absolutely. And that's one of the interesting things about this story. Part of the NSA's mission is to protect communications, and they're actually very, very good at that. So there's nothing, you know, overtly wrong with private companies working with the government to protect things. It's also true that during the last decade, the government was seen by many in cybersecurity as its critical ally. As overseas hackers got more organized and state-sponsored hacking became a bigger deal, you know, the government and these private companies worked more closely.
What does this tell us about the complexities of what cybersecurity firms actually do and taking them at their word?
Well, this has really kind of turned it on its head. Because the NSA's defensive expertise, you know, they have been a trusted partner in a lot of standards that are sort of fundamental to the workings of the Internet.
Uh-huh.
And now a large number of folks are saying, you know, we have to start over. We have to throw out anything that has the NSA's fingerprints on it and rewrite everything. So that's going to be a very difficult process.
Joseph Menn is an investigative reporter with Reuters. Joseph, thank you very much.
Thank you.
RSA, by the way, issued a statement denying it ever entered into a secret contract with the NSA. Before we go today, news of a little app that might be helpful to parents. It's called Kringle. That's K-R-I-N-G-L. And it helps parents provide video proof, sort of, that yes, Santa was here. The app comes from a company called Zulu Alpha Kilo. Mike Sutton is the president. He says it starts with some video footage of Saint Nick in popular poses.
There's a couple of pre-formatted video scenes that you can choose from, whether it be Santa drinking milk or checking his list, searching for gifts, etc. And then you combine that with video in your home to create a real-life scene to prove that Santa actually does exist.
Mike Sutton's company made the Kringle app. He says it's been downloaded over 70,000 times. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. Happy holidays. This is APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.